It is the fourth Friday in March, and there's still one to go. It's the best part of this. Today, we're talking about a new VW brand to the U.S. Yes, another brand. Super cheap lease and Vroom's wind down.
Everywhere I go, the people really want to know who I is and
Super cheap lease.
SuperCheapLease.com.
I feel like there's a commercial alongside that. Like, we got a super cheap lease.
Yeah, lease is, you know, a super cheap lease.
Super cheap lease.
Super cheap. That's it. I can see it. I feel it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I can feel it.
I can
you
feel
know,
it.
We're too. Always thinking. We're always thinking like how you're gonna brand something. You
it's
know,
always that meme with Eddie Murphy who's like, yeah. See, we're thinking. Yeah. We're thinking.
That's a good meme.
It's always kind of always relevant. It's one of those memes that will be fully timeless forever and ever. Hey, next week we are premiering episode 3 of our More Than Cars docu-series. We haven't been talking about this, I don't think, as much as we should have been. We've been putting it all over social media. But it's time because there's so much going on, right, with the soda kind of thing. So next Wednesday, is it Wednesday? I just said Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday.
March 27th.
1 p.m. Eastern, I believe.
Yes, correct. The best way to get to this is, I mean, I know we have a LinkedIn event set up, and if you don't follow us on LinkedIn, you should. We put out a lot of fun stuff there, a lot of great conversation. Is it up on More Than Cars?
MoreThanCars.tv.
TV.
Yeah, we'll have the episode and the link to the YouTube, the link to the LinkedIn Live, all that. Or you can go to our Asotu.com website. Like, we're putting it everywhere.
Okay. It's always fun to be part of the live stream because we're going to have, like, usually a little guest, little intro. We'll roll the episode. People are in the comments having a good time. We'll be there in the comments having a good time. And episode 3 is so much fun. We're at the West Her Group, Buffalo, New York. And we shot it. It was a little warmer out. So
Paul and I were a little tan.
Kyle was surprised at how nice it is in upstate New York, right? When we started the day off, we went to an amazing fair. We were at a movie theater. We were in all kinds of dealerships. There was a little love story going on in there. So it's a lot of good people and dealership stuff going on there. So please join us for the premiere Wednesday, upcoming Wednesday on the 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern. And also, SotaCon's coming 53 days away. We're releasing a lot of sessions and speakers today. We locked a few more yesterday, and we're excited. Like, now comes the onslaught of all the reasons you need to come, because we're talking about critical issues like expenses, affordability, EVs coming, how to get your culture right, how to keep your salespeople that used to make a ton of money and now they make less because the market is what the market is. All these important things that you're working through, all great reasons to either come yourself or tell your dealer that you really should go so you can come back. We'll give you a money back guarantee if you don't get at least the admission price. I mean, it's kind of impossible because it's not a really expensive event.
There you go.
All right, talking about some news today. Let's do it. This is a fun one. So, like, we don't have enough EV brands, but there's going to be yet another EV brand in town as Volkswagen Group's sporty electric vehicle host Cupra, I've never heard of this until I saw this article today, is set to enter the U.S. by the end of the decade. The logo looks something like it's out of a Transformers movie, debuting with two utility vehicles leveraging VW's Mexican assembly plant for production. Cupra plans to introduce the Formentor. This sounds like a Transformer crossover and a larger unnamed electric crossover to the U.S. with utilizing, this is interesting, a new distribution model that they're not specifying right now.
If I'm a VW dealer, I'm like, Scout, Cupra,
yeah,
new distribution.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
what are you
guys
all doing?
So there's a thing.
I know. I have a feeling it's going to be a regional distribution model. That's just my guess. In 2023, their sales surged by 51% in Germany, its largest market. And now it's looking to expand it to a more global footprint with the U.S. Kind of leading that charge. It's focused on, quote, young progressive customers. So they're going to select target states to focus their advertising in. Here are the vehicles, current vehicles. Tavascan, Born, Formentor, Leon Sports Storer, and the Ateca. So, I mean, like, they're going all in on, like, let's just make it hard to understand. And
hard to even say. What does this even mean? What is a Leon? What is an Ateca?
Well, you like go to the site though.
Like, remember the old Aztec?
It's nothing like that. That's the triggering moment. But if you go to their site, the vehicles are actually really cool looking. They have, it looks like they partnered with like some younger influencers. They have this metaverse experience thing. So like, I don't know if they're like a few years back or a few years ahead. I can't tell yet, but
who knows?
I don't know, but at least this is coming with, you know, a little momentum and a company behind it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to check out the website because it is just kind of an interest. Like you wouldn't, it's unexpected from an automaker, you know, whether or not it makes it all the way through to the end of the decade, like they're saying, we'll see, but
I feel like it could be like a Scion, could have a run like Scion did.
That's so cold blooded.
Why? That Scion was great.
You're like, it'll have a good run, kind of like Scion.
I mean, Scion had a great run, made a couple
had
bucks.
A great run.
And then now it's just a history lesson. But yeah, is it Cupra.com? Cupra?
Yes, Cupra.
Go check it out.
No, it's Cupra Official.
Oh,
right.
Not to be confused with Cupra. Probably. Right. Oh, man. I don't know how we're going to transition to these.
Speaking of a history lesson.
Oh, I don't know what.
Segway.
It's a lesson. All right. If you had to guess what the cheapest lease in America right now is, what would you guess? Kyle, you can't guess because you probably saw the show notes. It's Hyundai's Ioniq 6 SE. It's now America's cheapest lease, offering a, get this, no money down and $239 a month for a 12,000 mile a year lease on a really slick EV, right? This is it. So they rolled out, it's an unadvertised lease. Dealers have gotten this kind of like a memo bulletin that they can offer this. It's not in any advertising. And it's the 2024 Ioniq 6 SE, available only until April 1st. So you got a week to get it. Comparatively, a Toyota Corolla LE is $100 more. So it's $100 cheaper than a Corolla. 24-month lease. Yeah, I mean, it's only a 24-month lease. So,
For the person that's trying to figure out whether or not they want an EV, this is a super easy way to get entry into the brand of EV. And I mean, everybody's raging about
or
this
a car.
Ioniq 6
or a car, right? $239 a month. I feel like I haven't seen a number like that in a long time.
Right.
So there you go.
I haven't.
There it's worth noting though. There are some people saying like you need to really consider cost of ownership because there have been a few insurance surprises when people have to insure their EV. I don't know how the Hyundai Ioniq 6 is kind of like insurancing out, but, I mean, I feel like the insurance could easily be $100 more a month than you thought. I don't know.
I'm just happy to see lower lease prices because the market is going to push that for everyone. And we need leases to be back in the market.
For now and for 3 years from now.
For at least 3 years, right? Just to have the used car market not be so volatile in the next 2 or 3 years.
Who are we talking to? Was it Brian Benstock we were on with yesterday talking about how Honda's just getting crushed right now?
It's not just Honda, too. It's a lot of manufacturers that right now are going to be crushed because they don't have CPO vehicles coming back into the market from lease returns from the last 2 and 3 years when leases were basically non-existent. No manufacturer was pushing incentives toward them. New car inventory wasn't available. And like, this is something I remember talking about, you know, Jonathan Smoke was talking about 2 years ago when we didn't have a lot of leases, saying, watch out for 2 or 3 years from now when we don't have the used car inventory we're expecting, right? And we've seen used car inventory increase over the past year, but we're going to see another wave of it. And so being savvy with your used cars, understanding not just having CPOs in your market or how to get those CPOs, not from the auction or not from the manufacturer sale, is going to be super important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? So every time we've ended a story today, I'm trying to think so hard of a segue. And they rolled so easily in the beginning of this week. Like literally on Monday, you bump set 3 segues in a row, and then Tuesday was the same. Wednesday was okay. Yesterday was.
I feel so bad. It's like we're trailing on a Friday.
Not trailing. There's so much. The reason
we're just kind of winding down. Speaking of winding down.
Oh yeah. We needed that.
See what I did?
We really needed that.
We needed that bad. It looks like our friends at Zoom are finally coasting to a stop as they navigate the final lap of their e-commerce operations. Their journey through the used car retail market is drawing to the close. After announcing early in Q1 that they were shuttering their doors, they have successfully now sold all of their used car inventory as a part of its strategy to get rid of the e-commerce version portion of their business. Now, having cleared its floor plan facility debt with Ally, they now have $94 million in cash reserves as of February's end, which is nuts. They are working to align their workforce with their scale down activities. Obviously, they have Vroom actually hosts two other entities, United Auto Credit, a financer, and CarStory, a SaaS product available to dealers primarily, but also kind of a third-party marketplace, just to re-enhance stakeholder value in the company. So they're not going down as a company. It's just that they got rid of the e-commerce business altogether to free up cash and, you know, get their operations tight. So
yeah, yeah. And we had a great experience with, you know, on the sad news that they were closing. So many Vroom employees joined the Asoto community when we like kind of posted the listing of all the employees and tried to say, hey, how can we find them a place? And I know, we both know, there are now many Vroom employees, former Vroom employees that are nestled tight inside some great auto dealer groups. And so, you know, like there's a silver lining to this for us in that we, you know, we're able to keep and kind of like fully integrate some really great people as a result of this. And look, hey, Vroom, you know, companies come back swinging, right? Like they're building products, have tech. Who knows, like a couple years from now, Vroom could build like some kind of crazy staple tech to the auto industry.
Swing on back.
And they got they got a couple of bucks to keep going.
It's not like they sold off the IP or the technology.
Right?
Still there on a shelf. We'll see what happens.
Don't count them out, folks. Don't count them out. Well, whatever you are doing today, we're not going to count you out. You have a Friday, fourth Friday. You have a fourth Saturday tomorrow. And then you have a fifth Friday and fifth Saturday next week. So we still have a whole lap to go in this month. We'll talk to you soon.